And I said to Dennis, I said, you know, we're older. I said, if you go first, I'm not staying here on this balcony. So we built on one of our firms again, Blue Bam.
This time I'll call the Macon County Finance Committee budget hearing number 2 to order. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Here.
Deborah Craft.
Here.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Helena Buckner. Helena Buckner. Laura Zimmerman.
Here.
Helena must just be late. She was going to come. You have 607 quorum present.
Thank you. Entertain a motion on the prior meeting minutes.
So move.
Second.
Take a roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Craft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Helena Buckner. Motion carries.
Thank you. I guess we'll get into the big stuff. Historic Museum.
For those of you that have been here for a little while, you know ours is pretty cut and dry. We get the 2 tax levy installments. It's pretty much set and doesn't go up or anything. So we pick up the difference on all extra expenses. So we won't vote on whether I get a raise or not till September. This might be the first year I don't, but it wouldn't matter to you guys anyway, because that would just be extra funds that would come out of our account. So there's really nothing new that's not the same that's been for years and years, unless you can think of something, Carol, that's specific to point out. Or so that's all I got.
That's what I thought, too.
I move to approve it.
Second.
All right. Thanks. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Craft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. VA.
Where's Greg?
In his absence, we'll go ahead and scrap that and we'll move it into the general fund.
Make a motion to approve.
I get a second on that. Carol's like, yeah. What?
I changed his a couple of times, and I maybe got confused on the date. I can just reschedule.
Yeah, we can reschedule that one.
This isn't that complicated.
Guess we'll move on to animal control.
Motion to deny.
Arf.
Thought you had my finger on the response.
Okay, good evening, everybody.
Are there puppies on your mask?
There are puppies on my mask. I thought it was only fitting. Okay, bear with me. It's been 6 years since I've had to do this, so refresh my memory on how you would like me to present. Would you like me to go line by line on that, or...
differences. I have a couple questions, but
yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Well, I know you I've split up a couple things here, like there's from the foundation to but one question I had was, radio dispatch. I'm a little confused how all this works, because I know with the way it's working now, but, you know, we had $25,000 budgeted this year, and it's $12,500 next year.
We have our own dispatcher out there at the shelter Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Now I'm remembering what you told us earlier.
And I believe
this was not in the budget when I did them 6 years ago. I think Sergeant Reynolds had put this in last year, I believe, but it was all part of the CIRDC regional dispatch fees that were starting to come around to everybody. We have not been charged anything from them or received anything from them regarding that. Our call for service, you know, most of what we will get during the daytime is handled by our dispatcher there and not from the CIRDC.
So which line here is for the dispatcher? I didn't.
It's on this page right here. Second page.
Yeah.
And then
I looked and looked and looked. Okay.
Oh, and the other, yeah, was the, promotion coordinator. And of course, that's on the Shelter Foundation.
That is correct. That was also
that's another decrease thing.
That was also a new position that was formulated. We had an adoption coordinator that was paid for by the foundation.
Okay.
That position was dissolved in February of this year, and they decided to come up with a promotion coordinator, which is a part-time position of roughly 25 hours a week that they reimburse us for.
I mean, that's all I have. Other than that, you know, pretty.
Administrative assistant.
That is actually from a different department and not from ours.
Different. Okay.
I was wondering because I called her on that earlier because
yeah,
I couldn't figure out. I couldn't tie him out with the org chart.
Yes, and that was also something I believe that Sergeant Reynolds had put in within the last year or two as well.
All right, then I'll just let you.
This has got Carol's DNA all over it.
This kid.
No, actually, it came from the sheriff's office, or didn't
that's
it?
That's what I'm seeing.
Isn't
that.
An
yeah.
agreement
it
between. Looks like the state's attorney's office?
That was my understanding. It was an agreement
because they do work for the animal control department?
Correct.
Okay. That's how I understood it.
Seems to me like Sergeant Reynolds is getting a lot of blame here. Since he's not here, you know?
I'm sure I'll get mine next year.
What makes you think you won't be here next year?
Correct.
Do you know where we are with our contract with the city?
The contract with the city, it renews every year, August 1st.
There's a cost of living or a cost
there
of
is, and I believe it's, is it Greg Zintera from the city, calculates the CPI index for us. We used to do it out there. It's very complicated and way above me, so Greg helps us out with that every year and sends us an email what the increase was going to be. This year's increase totaled to be $3,952. It was, I think when I calculated it out, it was like 0.64% increase. The year before, for this current year, fiscal year 20, I think the increase was 1.6 something, so it did go down about 1%. But it was still an increase for this coming year.
Someone other than Greg's in terror, of course. You know, I don't trust the city. But,
any more discussion? Entertain a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Helena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Clerk. Clark.
Oh, I'm
Madam
nervous,
Circuit so. Clerk.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Oh, you're all right.
You should be.
Kevin, I was going to tell you, I hope you get filmed better, but I don't know about that. No, I've never done this, so bear with me.
I don't know how you want me to do this, but as you see, we've went down 4% and 8% total on insurance, and that's because I had two people retire and made a deal. Lois made a deal with them before she left, We are paying insurance for one till March of 2022, or it would be a better savings. I am paying for one through December, but that's only $817 from next year's budget. I do have contract for union wages to go up $650 per person, and two people with longevity. I can't even say it tonight, but that's only two, and that's only at $650, so that's hardly nothing. We are down five people from a year ago. We are absorbing all that work, so I think we did a heck of a job, and we will have a better idea of how we set once all the money comes into Carol, which will be next week. You'll get both months next week. We are done with financials, getting them back from Tyler over to Gooden System. We finished that up today. Checks are being printed as we talk. She was still working on them. Any questions? What can I answer? Or
you started up. You started out asking the right questions. How we want to hear it? And you said that you're down 4%.
Okay, 8% total. So, yeah. And I think I can save more on IT services. I'm not for sure where I stand right now with getting. I've got my servers paid for. We've got four new servers, which will carry us through for 15 years, approximately. We're hoping. That's how long they lasted the last time. I've also, the only thing we have to is disaster recovery. We're looking for prices, and Gooden's has done a great job. I think we're going to be under $10,000 for that. But that's in a line from this year's budget. That'll be paid for before November.
Is your old computer system up and running?
Sure. Yes, it is. It has been. We've probably got... most of, I'd say 80% of criminal and traffic put over. Civil we're still working on. E-filing went up last week to Gooden's, which will really help our civil department. I have lots of overtime. They've been working from 2 hours to 30 hours a week overtime for us to get this system back and running. I give kudos to my staff. They didn't have to do it, but they did do it just to get our judges happy, the lawyers happy, and actually the staff happy. We're working remotely at home. I copy and paste till 1 o'clock in the morning every night. But that's just so people can actually see the cases. Greg knows how important that is in court when a judge is sitting there and they can't see anything. It's not a pretty sight. But my staff is great. I'm not giving supervisors any raise this year. They understand that. I told them we'd look at it actually once we get more figures back from COVID and everything else. So,
how's your new chief deputy working out?
Oh, she can do the job of four people. So I'm glad, you know, I brought her aboard, because if not, I would be in a heck of a mess. Anybody knows, Shelley Eaton is my chief deputy. She's great with numbers. She took over like a bull in a china shop. She just knocked it out of the park. My girl said she did more work than she's seen anybody, a chief deputy's done in years. So I'm very happy with her, very
That's
happy.
That's good.
So any questions, any concerns?
I entertain a motion to pass it on.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
What's the motion?
Motion to approve.
Everything? I mean, all of these budgets?
Circuit clerks.
Circuit clerk.
Okay, well, I thought he said pass it all, but I...
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, not all of it, Jim, just the...
So, Jeannie needs clarification, so just...
Just circuit clerk.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Circuit clerks.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Kim Greenfield.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Elena Buckner.
Aye.
Laura Zimmerman.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Good job. Thank you. Have any citizens' remarks? Troy? No old business? No new business? No need for a closed session? Carol, do you have anything?
No, I just wanted to clarify, you did approve all of them, even the other funds, 050, 51, 52, you approve, okay.
Yeah, so that was my question. You know,
that's what I thought.
We have a stack of different items here. You know, we have the circuit clerk, and then we have jury services, and we have...
You want to go through all of them?
No, I'm not. I just want to know what the motion was. So the motion was...
So it was for the circuit clerk budget. It wasn't for the other ones, but I mean...
Did you have questions, Jim? Because I'll be happy to
answer. I guess my question then to Carol, like in a lot of these others, you know, they're from other funds.
Yep.
And all those other funds are a disaster. And I guess that's because the money... You know, they have negative balances, with the exception of a couple of them. I mean, there's basically no money in them, which are being used this year for this year's budget, and we're planning on it for next year's budget. And I guess my question is, the revenue assumptions that are made for next year's budget, are they realistic?
In the back of your books, you have a tab called fund balance. And so some of these funds will be using fund balance that they have. I know that the Fund 50 circuit clerk automation does not have much left in it.
No, $3,000.
Yeah, but the document storage fund does. So, and as does the ops and admin fund.
That's the only one that looks really healthy.
So, I mean, I guess we need to, and I haven't evaluated them against the fund budget yet.
But the fund balance is part of the general fund, correct, Carol?
No, just the 001050, the circuit clerk, the very first budget sheet you have is part of the general fund, and the second one. But then after that, they're all separate funds.
Yeah.
I know they're separate funds, but... Doesn't the fund balance come out of the general fund?
No, they have their own fund balance, and they maintain their own fund balance. The automation fund, the ops and admin fund, they're all separate. They do collect fees, and that's how they maintain themselves.
Part of the clerk costs assessed.
Yeah. But the only thing from the general fund are the first two budget sheets you have.
Jury and the, the other general.
Yeah. Jim, did you compare the 050, 51, 52, did you compare those to the fund balances? Okay. I have not done that piece yet.
You know, again, I know with the issues they've had, the fees and everything aren't coming in, and I'm probably worried about something I don't need to be worried about, but we need to take a look at.
How about if I'll take a look at them, and then I'll get with Sherry, yeah. And if we need to adjust any of them, we will. But they are all separate funds and have their own revenue stream, so maybe we need to make sure we have a good estimate on revenue.
Well, the one that looks the best is the document storage.
Yes, nothing's ever taken out of that.
Yeah, so,
no. There are certain things you can spend out of those, and that's it. Yeah.
Sherry, now that the courts are back in session like they're supposed to be, are the numbers coming through your office in terms of volume?
Yes.
Of things about where they used to be in terms
higher.
Of higher?
Yes.
Hey, if we would, can you speak in your mic, please?
The projection should be fairly solid.
Well, that's it. But now they're playing catch up.
But you know, that's a guesstimate. You know, I can't, yeah.
Yep. Need to speak into our mics. Just we got people on. Jim, what you're bringing up is the same thing we started talking about in March and April.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the assumption is everything's just like it was last year.
It's not. Yeah.
But it's not. But we'll cross that bridge someday.
We have to take it a month at a time. That's all we can do, really.
And I believe my expenses will go down completely anyway. I'm not spending anything on Tyler.
Do you want to override that vote?
No.
Okay.
No, I think we...
Because I don't have an issue.
Yeah.
No, me either. I don't need that at all.
Yeah.
Can you
clarify what this vote was for and if we need to take another vote.
Yeah, for clarification, if anybody on the phone or in here wants to, we voted on all of the budgets in the circuit clerks. Would you like to go through them one by one and vote on all of them individually? I guess I'll take a roll call on that. Can I do that, or?
If there's no objection, I don't.
If there's no objection, we just leave it as standard.
Anybody take an objection to it?
We probably need to make a motion to pass all the circuit clerks' budgets in instead of just the one, you know.
Laura and Helena, are you there? Can you hear us?
I'm good if everybody else is.
Okay.
Okay, leave it as is. Next meeting is Monday, August 31st, the regular finance. Tuesday, September 8th, the budget hearing number 3, State's Attorney's Office, Treasurer, Probation, Recorder, Environment Management. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.
I think that, like, she only budgeted to be a negative $2,400. Well, that's pretty good. That was a negative 16, but they had a big fund balance.
No.
This one's negative 7. That's nothing.
Personal stable.
And that one's even. No.
As long as they're the stable.
She's got money in that one. I didn't look at that one.
How are you feeling, bud?
Oh, I can adjust.